Good evening. Welcome to the Smash It Back show. I'm Ann Cantalo. Thank you, Deanna, for great Dusty Grooves. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and for Collins. We're going to start out with several songs from The Fall. The leader of The Fall has recently passed away. We'll mark that event. Mark Smith. Yeah. Oh, pardon me. Yeah, my buddy Christian is here.
Hello.
To give commentary also. And Marky Smith has passed away from The Fall recently.
A big loss. He gave so much over the years that it's hard to really call it a loss, but of course it was sad when he passed.
Yeah, at 60 years old from cancer. But here is the first song. It's called Smile.
And anarchy, he said, he smiled. Something to dance to, a certain style, smile. Jackets from the top of his ears, shaved relation with fellow age group and opposite birds, smiles. What's anarchy? Chicken run to the toilets in the above, designed from above globe. Mix ginger, go on, you can do it. Smile! Smiles! What's anarchy? Smiles! Repeal gun laws in my brain. Sparks off. Give us a gun if I go wrong. Damn! Grim! Damn! Grim! We'll be right back.
Oh. What about Stacy, Julie, and Davey? What about Stacy, Julie, and Davey? Pilgrim, out of mind, hits like mad, emerges from sand. Pilgrim, out of mind, out of depth and debts, you do not exist. He says, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. Yes, I'm there. Wait. Roll right down to the ground. Disappearing.
Was Hittite Man by The Fall, preceded by two others by The Fall. First one was Smile, second one was New Facts Emerge, then Hittite Man. Hittite Man being reference to a statue, the type of statue that was prehistoric coming up and down from Turkey up north from there through Slavic areas. Kind of a moody piece, unusually sparse for The Fall. The Fall was from Manchester, North England. Marky Smith was the only continuous member all the way through.
Yeah.
And he played up until a month or two before his death, just last month.
Yeah, he kept it going till the end.
Sometimes playing from a wheelchair. And British post-punk music there, but very iconic, The Fall. He had a hard style of life, drank and smoked and celebrated and...
And he played music that...
Put his whole heart into things, yeah.
You know, I mean, he spent his whole life actually making a living playing music that is confrontational, hard to listen to, and never found a large audience. And he just brought that... He brought a very admirable DIY work ethic.
Very much of a work ethic, I would say. Yeah.
He worked very hard at what he did, and he's The Fall are one of those bands that, you know, they have a cult following, but they're one of those bands that never make it big, but then influence thousands of bands.
Yeah.
Velvet Underground was a seminal band that kind of has that archetype.
Also, we were talking while the music was going, the Pavement was very much influenced by them.
Yeah, Pavement's first album. I mean, it's impossible to miss that. They're a little bit more harmonic, but what The Fall did, which is very, very interesting, is they're very dissonant, but somehow they create a harmony out of the dissonance. And that's what's genius about them. I sometimes don't know how he did it.
Yeah, and pulls you in. So, moving on, we've got a group from Portland that is from that formed around 2010, I believe, and debanded 2015. Defect, Defect, and the song is called "My Life Is Like Death."
My life is like death.
Leaving and hopping on a moon shadow. Moon shadow. Hi, I'm Joel Davis. Join me every Saturday at noon for Terrasonic, your magic carpet ride around the world of music. It's a global freeform mix show exploring familiar routes and new traditions in international sound. From Asian dub to Afrobeat, Indian breaks to Moroccan roll, we spin the world for an hour every week on Terrasonic. Saturdays, noon to 1, on listener-powered KGNU. Community radio for the Front Range and beyond.
We just heard four songs that bounced back and forth between Portland and Olympia, Portland, Oregon, and Olympia, Washington. The first one was from a Defect. It was called My Life is Like Death. Second one was Moon Shadow, having some fun with a song by Cat Stevens by Witchy Poo. That, from a group from Olympia. And then Neo Boys from Portland brought us Give Us the Message. And then Heavens to Betsy from Olympia brought us, that was called Decide. Heavens to Betsy, the singer there, Corin Tucker, moved on to become the main singer of famous group Sleater-Kinney. So, four songs from the Pacific Northwest there. The last two were some girl or woman groups, something that has risen quite a lot from there, also from British scene. Next up, we've got Las Hijas de Violencia. We're going to travel to Mexico City. This group has been compared to Pussy Riot. They are socially conscious young women. Their fun thing to do is to go out when they get catcalls out in the city. They have a confetti gun that they shoot at the cat collar, and then they sing this upcoming punk song called Sexista Punk. Tell them to cut it out. I'll make sure I have the right one queued up here.
Yo respondo, debes de saber, no eres el uno ni el diez. Ya estoy harta de esto y de tu gran estupidez. En una voz baja tú me dices tantas cosas. Paso a un lado y veo tus miradas asquerosas. Si esto fuera el metro no dudo ni en un momento que tus manos en mis nalgas ya estarían adentro. No me halagas, me incomodas como todo el resto. No te importa cómo vista o te traiga puesto. No tienes derecho y lo que haces es de un cerdo. No tienes derecho y lo que haces es de un cerdo. Sexista. Siempre me encuentro con esto todos los días. Las mismas.
Thank you.
That was National Wake from South Africa, Everybody. National Wake, a band before its time. This was from about 1979-80. They were a multiracial band in the middle of apartheid South Africa. Very brave, bold people, young people. We started out with Las Hijas de Violencia, The Daughters of Violence, that was the group, and the song was Sexista Punk. Then we heard Take a Swing by Scrawl, a group out of Columbus, Ohio. Then we heard Cracked by Dinosaur Jr., a Massachusetts group that's still going.
Well, they've just come back after a long hiatus.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they had
like,
a hiatus.
There. Like those bands love to do. Yeah,
yeah. Why not? You know, take a long break, do other things, and come back and.
And they still rock. I mean.
Yeah. And then, and that was before the song we just heard, "Everybody" by National Wake, from South Africa. So next up, we've got a Scottish group from Edinburgh. This is Fire Engines with Get Up and Use Me. And that will be followed by a group from Mexico City called Dangerous Rhythm. Nowadays, they call themselves by the Spanish words for that, Ritmo Peligroso. And the song is Indocumentado. They were Dangerous Rhythm, Ritmo Peligroso was influenced by the British scene. British Scottish has a similar sound. So here is Fire Engines with Get Up and Use Me. That was Fear of Failure by a group back in Portland, Sado Nation, they're called. We started out with Fire Engines. It was Get Up and Use Me. Then we heard Indocumentado by Mexico City group Dangerous Rhythm, or Ritmo Peligroso. After that, The Sneaks. Before this last song, The Sneaks did With a Cherry on Top. Fun thing there. And then we heard Fear of Failure just now by Sado Nation. And that will almost do it for our show. It is now almost 12 o'clock. Time to end, but we're going to sneak one more in. And you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to me and Cantalo and Christian Miller helping out with the details of all the artists.
When I can find it to be useful.
Yeah, his vast knowledge.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Just joking, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so this last song we're going to sneak in is called The Girl with Pounds of Porridge. It came out about a month ago. This is a new group called Planet What out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. from their new album called Agnes Yarn, The Girl with the Pounds of Porridge.